Hello, and welcome to the Unqualified Culinary Critics. We are a local Vegas podcast that celebrates food and culture. Join us as we talk about our food and cultural experiences, and we do hope that these stories connect in some way to each one of you as well.
So as you see in the title, it is National Noodle Month. And this is a surprise to me because I never really knew that there was such a month that celebrates noodles. And I'm really glad though, because I am pretty sure if you have listened to Japan's the episode where I went to Japan, I am a noodle person. So I think that noodles overall, it's very universal. Now, I'm not going to get into like the topic of pasta versus noodles or anything. I don't know if there's anything like controversial between those two. I don't think so, because I like them both. So to start, Victoria, would you like to talk about your favorite kind of noodles first?
Yes. So this was a very difficult question for me because all noodles are perfect. Mm-hmm. Like, let's be honest. There's no such thing as a bad noodle. Mm-hmm. but yeah, so the way that I decided this was by my favorite noodle dish. So my favorite, like, all-time noodle dish is pad see ew. And they use senyai, I think that's how you pronounce it. I could be mistaken. I probably am mistaken. But yeah, so I love like the like flat noodles. Like those are so good. Like I love pad see ew. I love like all the other dishes that use those noodles. I just think it's like, I don't know. I just like it. And like, I still think you can like still kind of like slip them up like regular noodles. Yeah, but those are definitely my favorite. And I feel like you can get a lot from them. I don't know. I just feel like I said, all noodles are perfect. But it's just, I'm picking this one because my favorite dish uses that one.
I never heard of that kind of noodle before. Like, how do you spell it? And then, like, is it, but what kind of noodle is it? Like, is it Japanese? Is it Thai, etc.?
Thai. Yeah, Thai. So it's spelled S-E-N and then Y-A-I.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so apparently the word sen is like the noodle itself, and then, or like it's usually like rice noodles, and then yai means big, so it's like the big flat noodle.
Yeah.
Or the big wide noodle. But it's my, like, I love Thai food, so, yeah, and then that's my favorite Thai dish. So that's why I'm just like, I'm going with this noodle. Because this has been a difficult question that I've tried to answer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think these noodles, they look really similar to me, because I think there was a restaurant that I really liked, and they served a dish using those kinds of noodles, and it's actually one of my dad's favorite dish, and it's like, to describe it, it's a lot of gravy. It's like a black bean sauce with beef, and then a lot of gravy, bell peppers, onions, etc. It's really good, and I do miss that dish. So when you brought up this kind of noodle, I never knew the name, but just seeing it, it really does remind me of that dish that I had.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I know this type of noodle is used for like other dishes and stuff. Like, I know I've had them with, like, the drunken noodles.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and I've seen other types of dishes with them.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, what about you? What's your number one?
So, growing up, I like egg noodles, but this is just one of my favorite kinds of noodles in general. But my favorite dish when it comes to noodles is the Hong Kong-style crispy noodle. And I may have mentioned this in a previous episodes, but mainly with that, when I was growing up, we would order this kind of dish, and it would be like the kind of like fried-ish egg noodle, and then it would have like gravy, vegetables, and chicken, and that's kind of like pronounced gai si chow mein. And basically, gai is chicken. I don't know if this is in Cantonese. It could be. And then chow mein, you know, it's noodles. So I remember eating that as a kid, and I remember just enjoying how crunchy it is. And everything tastes really good there. I will admit, picky eater, so I'm not really into the chicken that much. The veggies I'm a little bit more friendlier with, so that's better. And you can like get that in the restaurant that I go to now. It's I did mention about the previous dish that I talked about when you brought your noodles, but that restaurant closed up, but they did serve some really good gaisi chow mein, or the Hong Kong style chicken noodles, Hong Kong style crispy noodles. And I can get those at China Gogo and all that. So all hope isn't lost, you know, but it tastes really good. And I totally recommend it.
I've never had them before, so that's definitely something that I gotta check out.
Yeah, I think if there's a China Gogo near you where you're at and they have it, like you can order it. I think you can get in vegetables or seafood or chicken, etc.
Yeah. It's really interesting because, like, you know, with noodles, like, that's something that it doesn't necessarily have to be one particular dish either. Because, we've both talked about how you can use, like, one type of noodles in, like, different dishes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's also why it's, like, so hard to, like, pinpoint a specific type that's, like, you know, the best. Just because it's so diverse. You can have it in so many different ways. It's versatile.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So I wanted to ask you, you said that, like, your favorite noodles are the egg noodles. Have you ever made them before?
No, I have. I have not, actually. Ironically, or not really ironic, but no. I've eaten more of those noodles than I ever cooked them, actually. Yeah. No, but that'd be kind of interesting, though. I wouldn't mind trying that out because I do like to cook.
Mm-hmm.
I've had this kind of noodles in soups before. So like the beef brisket, I think that's pretty famous as well, where you can like have it with the noodles and then the brisket and then the bok choy and then the beef broth and the veggies. Like those are really good too. I haven't had that in years, but they do use egg noodles. But my question to you, actually, now, Victoria, is have you actually cooked with those, the senyai, or however you pronounced it? Correct me, please.
Oh, I'm not the person to correct, because I don't even know if I'm saying them right, or if I'm pronouncing it right. But no, I actually haven't. I don't know. I haven't, but I'm, like looking at the recipes now and stuff. I'm like, okay, that doesn't seem too... Well, I mean, the egg noodle recipe doesn't seem too bad.
Mm-hmm.
But the senyai, I'm like, that seems a little more complicated because it's a rice noodle.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's funny because I'm, like, looking at these and I'm like, I can do that. And then I'm not going to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, like, realistically.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I've never cooked with them. Not much. I feel like the closest thing to like noodles and stuff that I've cooked with has just been pasta, like, you know, spaghetti and stuff. I guess spaghetti's kind of a noodle, but but yeah, I'm like, that's the closest I have gotten.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But it seems interesting because I'm like looking at some of the recipes and stuff, and it seems like you have to make it into like because you have to get it flat because it's a flat flat noodle. So you can make it into, like, a little square and then cut it up. But, yeah, no, I've never cooked with these kind of noodles before.
That's okay. I mean, now that we're, like, seeing all these pictures, it's like, yeah, let's try it. But not expect it to taste, like, the best, you know, right away. But that's the goal, though. We would like to, but, you know, just trying.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, I feel like it'd be a little more complicated to make the senyai noodles than egg noodles.
Yeah, I think I have a feeling it involves more patience as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like it'd be fun though to like make some sort of pasta.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but like the other thing with like certain like noodles and stuff, and, like pasta in general. I feel like the different shapes and stuff are good for different things. Because I remember reading about, because like, obviously I don't cook, but I remember seeing online once that everybody was really mad because there is this noodle that was like the penne? Pen? Like the pen noodles?
Yeah.
I don't know how to say it. But they didn't have the ridges. And so... People were mad because since it doesn't have the ridges, it can't Like the sauce just slides off. Like the sauces that you try and put on it just like slides off. And it was like this whole debate that Italian people were having. Because it was like the smooth one versus the rigid one. During COVID and stuff, it was like this whole like pasta drama. It was so funny. I mean, reading about it and stuff was very funny. Well, at least I thought. Because they're like, the smooth one is useless because the sauce just slides right off. And it's funny because the other day, like a few days after I had read about that, I went over to my parents' house and my mom had made pasta and she ran out of the regular like ridged pen, whatever. And so then she had to use the smooth one because that was the only one that she had left for some reason. And like, I finally understood the pain and suffering that those Italians were going through because it was not fun trying to eat with those. Cause like literally the sauce just like straight up slid off. Like it was like just eating boiled pasta, like not even with the sauce. It was like if it was plain.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you ever seen those?
No, not really. I will admit. Yeah, not really. But I mean, I kind of sometimes when I'm like making lunch or something, I'm using like the instant noodles and sometimes I'm not going to really go for the soup. But I mean, this is a little bit different, but we are talking about like dried noodles right now-ish. So my take is I would boil the noodles and then when it's like when it reaches a certain minute, I will like drain it and then I will leave some water in it and then I will put some of the flavor from the pack and then just like mix it. But the noodles are smooth, but yet the pack still, or not the pack, but like the flavor from that, it'll still stick to it. So I'm just like eating it dry. I feel like it's just better for me than like eating in the soup. That's just my preference though.
Yeah. I've never really like had it like that because like, you know, every time that we make any sort of like noodles or anything with them, it's like, you know, you always have the sauce. What is the noodle without the sauce?
But
I just think it's interesting how like you can use different types of noodles for like different things. Or like, yeah, like how some noodles are better for other things.
Yeah
Is there any other type of noodle that you really really like?
So I like the udon. And I, like I mentioned in the past, that it's one of my favorite noodles over yakisoba. And the reason being is because I used to, I remember eating it, I don't know about a lot of it, but I remember eating it as a kid. And it's just, I like how thick the noodle is. And then it's just good with the soup. You can slurp it and all that. And it's just, I don't know, it's not really close to the noodle that you had. I don't know if I can say it's a rice noodle. It does look like that, but yeah, udon is like, I don't know. It's just a weird me thing where it's like, I'll take a thick noodle, but I won't really go for like, I'll take udon, but I won't really go for the yakisoba. But like the yakisoba looks a little similar to the egg noodles. So I don't know. It's just a me thing. But the udon, it's, according to a site, Travel Japan, it's made with flour and some salt. So it's not really a rice noodle. No, it's not. So soba, it's buckwheat. Maybe that's why I don't really like yakisoba that much, because I'm not really into buckwheat that much. I don't know, but I just like udon in the soup. It's just good. And the way you cook it, yeah, I like it.
No, I'm so glad you said udon, because I was going to talk about it too.
Yes.
Because it's so good. I like that it's like, you know, pretty thick and everything too. And I feel like the flavor, like it still absorbs flavor from like the soups and stuff, or stews or whatever you put it in. I just like, it's nice because I feel like it's a lot of like noodle too, so it's very filling. It's so good. I'm like, there's, I can't just not talk about noodles and pasta and stuff and just not talk about how good it is. They are.
Yeah, I agree. Because, like, when I would be eating the udon, it's usually chicken or beef, not pork. So, like, you're just trying it in two different kinds of flavors. It still brings a lot of goodness and to your taste buds, and you are getting what you're paying for, in a sense. So, yeah.
Yeah, and then I like how thick it is too, because I feel like it's like chewy.
Uh-huh.
In a good way.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Yeah, that's good. Do you know what kind of udon do you get? Like the kake udon, etc.?
I've actually only had it a few times, I'm not gonna lie. But like those few times that I did, I was like, this is perfect. Because I remember I went to San Francisco and I went to Golden Gate Park. And I went to their Japanese gardens that they have there.
Mm-hmm.
And they have like this little restaurant there. And that's like one of the first places that I had udon at. And like, you know, it was so good. I immediately like fell in love. But yeah, I don't know what specific type it is. I mean, I just like meat wise, I just always get chicken with everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't know there was like different types.
Yeah, I'm like reading about it now. It's like, oh, mm-hmm. this site's like, oh, there's kake udon, curry udon, etc. You know,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't go on an adventure. You know.
Yeah, I know. I've seen like restaurants, like curry places, so like curry udon, mm-hmm. but I've never had it.
Me neither.
Now I feel like that is something that we do have to try.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. That would be interesting. Hopefully there's like all kinds of meats, not just one meat, and that we can't really eat it, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. I feel like, I wonder what it's like to actually make it. Because you know how like with a lot of these, you can just do it, like, not that you can do it yourself. I mean, you can do it yourself, but like, I feel like some of these are easier to make than others, because mm-hmm. I feel like with udon, since they're so thick, you probably want to get it like a certain consistency, like a certain shape. Yeah. Like with the other ones, like I said, with the senyai, you just have to make it flat. And I feel like that's very easy.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. I mean, but also like when I was trying out the udon back then, we got it in like packs. So it's like you can just follow the directions in there and it'll just help you out. So that's like the easy step right there. On how to do that, so, yeah.
Yeah. I'm thinking about, like, making the flour and everything from scratch.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that sounds cool. Or the dough,
yeah.
Sounds like fun, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any other kinds of noodles that you like?
I mean, I feel like it's fair to count this as noodles, but there's, like, this Mexican dish that uses fideos. Well, fideos is basically like Spanish for noodles. And it's like a very thin and short noodle,
mm-hmm.
Which is funny because we're going from udon to this. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and it's weird because I usually don't prefer, like I like the thicker noodles too.
Mm-hmm.
I usually prefer those over like the thinner ones because like angel hair, I can't do it. Well, not that I can't do angel hair, but, like, I'm not that big of a fan mm-hmm. of it. But, yeah, but, like, I think it's just because this is just such a, like, staple in Mexican households
mm-hmm.
that I'm so used to it and that I really like it a lot. But, yeah, it's just, like, the... It's really simple. It's just, like little spaghettis. And they're, like, very short.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Is it spelled F-I-D-E-O?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to be sure because I'm looking at it right now.
Yes, yeah, that's how you spell it. And it's usually like a like tomato base for like the soup.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're really good. And then I like putting lime on them. Or sometimes usually it's lime. Most of the time I like putting crema, like sour cream. There we go.
That's good. I never heard of that kind of noodle before. I wouldn't mind trying that.
Yeah. Maybe. Because I've tried to make it before. It didn't come out the best. But once I perfect it,
yeah.
I will give you some.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Yeah. Does rice count as a noodle?
If it's a rice noodle.
Like a rice noodle?
Yeah.
I know that was a dumb question to ask. I had to ask it.
No, you can ask.
I guess that makes sense, yeah. Only as like a rice noodle.
Yes, and speaking of rice noodle, another kind of noodle that I like, it's vermicelli And the dish that I like with that kind of noodle is the Singapore-style noodles. And it's like curry, and then like they can put shrimp or pork. Usually they would. And then eggs, and then bean sprouts and veggies. But for me, given that I don't eat much seafood or pork, I usually go for like the veggies or the chicken. And it's pretty good. It's pretty interesting. I like the taste. I like the curry overall as well. But yeah, that's another kind of dish that I like. And yeah.
Yeah, I've never had it before.
Oh, I recommend it. I think you can get that at China Go-Go too.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of other places that serve it. Other local places that serve it as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's just another kind of noodle or slash pasta that I would totally recommend.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. I mean, I'm reading right here that it says that the Vietnamese version of it is the rice version, and that it has like tapioca starch in it too.
Okay, yeah. So I'm not that wrong, but I am a little right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, is this the type of noodle that they use in pho?
No. That one is thinner. The vermicelli's thinner. Because I'm thinking about the noodle that they use for pho. I think it's a little bit, I can't really describe it very well, but I know that the vermicelli is a really thin noodle.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I was going to say, if it's the pho noodle, then I have used it before.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool, though. But, you know, I think you can use... I don't know if there's, like, a certain rule as to, like, you have to use a particular kind of noodle for your noodle soup or whatever. But you can, like, me, in my beliefs, you can do what you want. Just have fun with it. Make sure it tastes good, though. That's how I would put it.
Yeah.
Oh, and the rice...
I guess that's...
Oh, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I guess, like, for certain dishes, you can use whichever noodle.
Yeah. And I was just going to say that when I meant by vermicelli, like, the Asian vermicelli, I want to, like, be specific and say the rice vermicelli, so I'm not that, not that incorrect, but yeah, I'm back now, so, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's interesting because I just saw a picture of someone making pad see ew with vermicelli. Which, I mean, okay, like I said, obviously, like, you can always interchange the noodles and stuff in recipes, but, like, this is gonna be, like, on a personal thing. Do you feel like that changes the, because, I don't know, because personally, I feel like that changes the dish, because, like, with that picture that I saw, I'd be like, I don't think I'd, like, if I went to a restaurant and I ordered pad see ew and they had those type of noodles instead, I would be like, what? I wasn't expecting this, you know?
Yeah.
Because I feel like you expect certain type of noodles with certain type of dishes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you go and get ramen and then they give you udon noodles.
Well, what happens if I like that though?
Instead? Well, I'm not saying it's bad.
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, but I'm just...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I would agree with you that it would change the dish. But it also depends on the preferences of the person, though, you know, it's...
Yeah.
But I guess speaking in terms of, like, the tradition, you know, I would be for that. But I'm also open to trying the same dish, but with the same noodle, so that I can compare and contrast.
Yeah. Know? Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because I'm just thinking about it. I'm like, if I ordered fideos and somebody gave me, like, made them with spaghetti, I'd be like, this isn't fideos.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's like, yeah, the base, like the sauces and stuff would be the same, you know, the broths would be the same, but it'd be switching it up.
Yeah, the noodles would make the huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
So are there any kinds of noodles that, like, noodles and dishes that you want to try out there?
Yes. So I want to try the shirataki noodles.
Okay.
They're Japanese noodles. From what I have seen, they are made from, like, from yams?
I think potato?
I don't know.
Let me look that up.
Yeah, because...
I'm probably wrong.
Yeah, because I've seen, like, they look so interesting. Like, they're translucent, which is why I think I want to try them so bad. but, like, they're, like, made from, like, elephant yam?
Maybe. I don't know. It's interesting you said shirataki noodles because my mom was wanting to try it one time. And we were trying it, but I will admit the results were not really great. Really? But we did try it. But I think it was just this her first time cooking it though. But I think it was like really, I don't know if I can say it was chewy or you can just like, it's like boba in a sense, like a tapioca thing. But it was interesting. It was okay when I tried it, but I wouldn't mind giving it another chance. But if we did try it again and then it tasted like the first time, I don't know. But no, I would give shirataki a try. I don't know if I can honestly recommend it. But then again, we did get it from like a corporation brand, so I obviously maybe the authentic ones is like the go-to.
Yeah, maybe that'll taste better.
No, we were just trying it out.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. No, I definitely want to try it out because I remember hearing about them when I was doing my like Japanese classes and stuff in high school, and it's just stuck with me because they look so cool. And then it's like to be made out of like something like a yam, like the konjac yam. Uh-huh. I'm just like, yeah, that I need to try that. Yeah. What about you?
How did you say the Mexican kind of noodle?
Oh, the fideo.
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 So fideo.
Fideo.
Yes. There you go.
Okay, so.
No, you're good.
I want to be sure.
You're good.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. Thank you. I wouldn't mind trying that kind of noodle too. It looks pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really interesting because when you make it, like when you make the soup at least, you have to like fry it first, which I feel like, I don't know. I mean, obviously, I don't know a lot about cooking, but I feel like there's a lot of dishes that you don't do that, like a lot of noodles and pasta dishes that you don't do that. You just boil everything and put it in. But like with this one, like whenever I've seen my mom make it, like she fries the fideos first and then just adds like the tomato base, the broth or whatever it's called. This is exactly why I'm unqualified. Just the like, you know, daily reminder of being an unqualified culinary critic.
No, it's okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know, but it's good that I'm learning. Mm-hmm. So, and we're both learning.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. But yeah, I'm glad I got to put you onto a new noodle.
Yeah, I'm glad too. Cause like I've had have you ever heard of but this is like a different culture though. This is more Hungarian, German. Mm-hmm. I believe it's called spätzle or something. I could be mistaken. It's like a small noodle, a small egg noodle. Mm-hmm. And I went to a German restaurant recently, and the dish I ordered was like a Jägerschnitzel or something. And it's in a chicken cutlet, and they had like gravy on top, and then they have those noodles on the side. It's like a, I don't know if I can say it's like a typical side dish, but it always comes with it. So I like those kinds of noodles. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. I wouldn't mind eating that again, though, because it did taste good. But to spell it, it's S-P-A, but there's like two dots on top of it. And then T-Z-L-E.
Yeah, I was able to find it, and it looks so interesting.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it before.
Would you like to try that one next?
Yes, I really would. It almost looks like cheese curds.
Oh, yeah.
But it looks good.
Yeah, it tastes good. When there's a free time, I know the place. We can like meet up for that.
Yeah, I'm down for that. Yeah, I've never seen noodles like that, so I'm just like looking at these pictures in awe.
Yes, and that just like proves my point earlier that noodles it's a universal food. Mm-hmm. So noodles and pasta.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, every culture has some sort of noodle pasta dish.
Like bread, like what they use with their own fruits or, you know, using a common fruit and then making it as their own kind of special dish. Yeah, it's a really good example. But yeah, I can't think of other kinds of noodles that I want to try. I do prefer to try it hot. I'm not much of cold foods that much, but that doesn't mean I entirely, like, say no, but I wouldn't mind trying it once just to see. But yeah. Oh, have you heard of it's a Korean kind of noodle, and I can't remember the name of it, but it's made out of I think it's potatoes now. I'm kind of getting it. But there's
I haven't. Yeah, I haven't heard of it or tried it, but that sounds perfect.
I think there's a jajangmyeon. I think I might have had that before. I could be wrong. I know I tried japchae before, but japchae is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
You can get that at Korean barbecue restaurants too. That's a kind of also another kind of noodle. They use sweet potato noodles for the japchae.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Ooh, that sounds interesting. Because I just feel like potatoes are perfect anyway that you make them.
Yeah.
And then to make them into noodles, even better.
Yes.
No, I haven't tried those or heard of those, but I definitely want to know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I have or all I know of right now. What about you?
I think that's it for me, yeah.
Okay. My question to all of you is, have any of you heard of this holiday before? If so, you can let us know. And then, do you participate in it if you have heard of it already? Are there any kind of noodles that you eat that are your favorite? Are there any kinds that you never heard of? And kind of doing your research and would like to go, oh yeah, I want to try that too. Or are there any kind of noodles that you want to recommend to us? Please, please do let us know. Our socials are Instagram, which is at Unqualified Culinary Critics. And then for Twitter, it's UNQCULCRIT. On behalf of Victoria and myself, we thank you for listening. We hope that you do take care. Thank you.